It's Wednesday and we are beginning our brand new topic of a journey of self-discovery. If you haven't listened to the audio above in the introductory part, just explaining what this month is about, do take a listen to that when you get a chance. So I'm really excited for us to get started on this and to dig deep into discovering our purpose over the course of this week. So we're going to be looking at who we are, who we came here to be, and what we came here to do. I suppose they are some of those bigger life questions that we ask, you know, what's the meaning of life? Why are we here? But each of you listening and myself, we all have a reason for being here. We have a reason for the family we were born into, the circumstances we have found in our life. We have a reason for what we're drawn to doing and what we're not drawn to doing. And we have a reason to come here to make this earth really a better place. And I know that that can sound very cliche and it can actually sound quite big in terms of a little bit of pressure of like, I came here to make the earth a better place. But you already are doing that. Sometimes we'll think, well, I'm not doing that. Yes, you are. You're showing up for your family, for your friends, in your job, in any other parts of your life. You are already doing that. And you're at least doing one of those things, if not all. But when we think about who we are and who we came here to be, that is a bigger question around what our purpose is. Sometimes we find it hard to figure out what our purpose truly is. And I used to get asked this question a lot when I used to do talks before. How do you figure out what your purpose is? And it is quite a big question. To me, figuring out what your purpose is and what you're here to do is looking towards the thing that brings you the most joy. That's what your purpose is. But there's a flip side to that too. I also think sometimes our purpose comes with the most challenge as well. It's the thing we want the most, but sometimes it's the hardest thing we find that we want to do or the hardest thing we find to get to. So for example, maybe you really love animals. You absolutely feel so joyful when you're around them. You want to work with animals, set up a sanctuary for them. Perhaps you want to mind them, foster them, all of that. And then the challenge comes up that you don't have the resources to do that. You don't have the free time. You don't have the space. You're not in a living situation that allows you to do this. You're not supported by friends or family around your path around minding animals. Perhaps you want to be a parent and you're finding that you absolutely adore children. You love them. You want to be around them all of the time. They bring you so much joy when you see them. And yet your challenge is that it's hard for you to get pregnant, hard for you to maintain a pregnancy. Perhaps you've had difficult pregnancies. Maybe you are already a parent and you're finding it really challenging. The one thing that brings you joy is also bringing you a challenge. So this is where it gets really interesting, because then we tell ourselves, well, that's not what my purpose actually is. Why would it be challenging if it was my purpose? And the reason it can be challenging is because when we kind of are born and come here into this life, we decide, or it's pre-decided. Now, you may not believe in this, but this is just my belief. But some people believe that we come here with a set of circumstances that we're going to deal with, which we covered actually in our ancestral healing topic a couple of months ago. So when you're come into this life and you're given all of these sets of circumstances, your soul wants to evolve and your soul wants to grow. For your soul to evolve and grow, it needs to have your purpose fulfilled. So that's the joy element. What brings me joy? But for your purpose to be fulfilled, there's going to be certain lessons with that. There's going to be certain things you're going to have to learn about yourself and about your life to get you to that place. And this is where we start to see this kind of flow of like, well, I love this and it's my joy and it brings me so much excitement, but I also find like it's hard for me to get there. It's a difficult situation. I'm not supported in all of that. Whatever the challenges are around what brings you joy or what you feel might be your purpose is really there just as, I suppose, that thing again to help your soul evolve. There will always be a learning in something. There will always be a learning in something and there will always be something that you discover from that part of your life. So if you think about something that really brings you joy, the first thing for instance though is, are you even engaging with the thing that brings you joy? I'm making an assumption here that perhaps you are and there's challenges coming up, but are you actually even recognizing what brings you joy and what you're really drawn to? And if you're not, perhaps this is the time just to think about that. And then if you are, and then there are challenges from you experiencing the joy of that, or perhaps you're experiencing the joy, but you're experiencing the challenge as well. Both are coming together. These are when we think, well, then it must not be my purpose. I really desire that, but it must not be my purpose. And I don't think that's true, okay? I definitely think there's certain things we're not going to be fully experiencing in life. It doesn't mean that it's not our purpose. So I go back to, again, around somebody who might like animals and wants to own an animal sanctuary. Perhaps it's not in your path that you're going to own the animal sanctuary and do all of the amazing things you want to do, because your life wants to bring you in other directions as well. But perhaps you'd be able to foster an animal. Perhaps you'd be able to sponsor an animal. So you're bringing the energy of it into your life anyway. Perhaps you want to work for yourself. Maybe you're really creative and you have a really good idea around something that you want. And you think, I'm going to go out and I'm going to work for myself. And then what you're finding is that you're not making enough money working for yourself, so you're going to have to go and do a job that you don't want to do. And you're like, this is not my purpose to work in this job. This is not my purpose to be sitting here at this desk typing away all day when I have a bigger purpose over here. So yes, there's a little bit of a challenge there. The challenge is to fully believe in yourself that you can get there, but perhaps in the interim period you have to do the work in the office job to just build up enough security while you do build your clients. So it absolutely is your purpose. But who says that seeing 40 clients a month in your divinely inspired, say, business that you want, or if you're creating a product that you're going to sell 100 or 200,000 of these products a month, we all have to start somewhere. So helping one person versus helping 40 people, it doesn't make a difference. You're still helping. You're still fulfilling your purpose. You know, creating that product or painting that painting or whatever it is that you're doing to sell, and selling one instead of selling 100,000, doesn't mean you're not fulfilling your purpose. You are. And I think this is where the challenge comes in, that we give up too easily on the things that are purposeful for us because we think it should be bigger, greater, grander. We will never get to the bigger, greater, grander stuff if we cannot say, well, this is the best place for me to be right now. And to trust that that path is going to bring you those things. There's that expression like, what's for you will never pass you by, but also that expression of, you'll only get what you're able for. You know, I remember years ago when I started my business, I wanted so many clients, I wanted this, that and the other, and it just wasn't happening. And when I did get to that place of having clients and having all of these different things, like I look back now, I'm at the place now where I wanted to be all those years ago, but even in the place I am now I'm like, well, now I want more, now I want it bigger, now I want it better. Like, we're always striving for something more, which is no problem, but we'll only get what we're able for. I wasn't actually able for that amount of clients before, and then it got to a point where I had too many and I wasn't able for it. So I'm just giving little examples of these things. It can be any part of your life. It can be whatever you're drawn to. Maybe you want to travel the world. Maybe your purpose is to connect with nature every day, but you're not getting a chance to do it. Whatever it is, know that it does come with a challenge, but don't let the challenge be the thing that deters you from it. Don't let what you deem to be challenging, or what is actually challenging, the thing that stops you. That's part of your soul's journey, your soul's learning. By saying, like, I've got to keep going. I've got to keep believing in myself. Sometimes then we have to come to a place where we're really looking for something in our life that we feel is our purpose. And it's not coming in the way that we want. As I mentioned earlier, you try and find a different way to do it. It isn't always going to be in the plan that we have for ourselves or how we see it all laid out. But it can come in much different ways into our life. So I hope this has helped you today. Have a little think about what you're drawn to in a joyful way and what challenge comes up when you try to engage in that. And I look forward to talking to you on Friday.